שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי רבש
אל. We're reading from... Okay, we're reading the article called The Matter of Confidence. The Matter of Confidence, we're starting from the middle of the article. This is from Rabash's articles. Starting with the words, as we said in the previous articles. The matter of confidence. As we said in the previous articles, where we brought the words of the Holy Zohar, they naturally have no kelim. And he said that the place where the shochen is revealed, the dweller, that's called shechina.
Meaning man's will to receive, when it's corrected in order to bestow, in that, the general force of bestowal can be revealed, that which is called the Creator, the force of love, because the Creator, there's none else besides Him, and He's good and benevolent, the general force of love. Now, if man's desire is aimed to be with love to others, then in that desire, this general force of the Creator is revealed according to equivalence of form, the law of equality, then the light clothes in the kli. The desire to bestow to the others creates a kli, a vessel to reveal this quality of bestowal called light, or called the Creator. This corrected desire is called a neshama. It's a general name for correction. And in general, that's called neshama. And then, in such a way, we reach the connection of the Creator to the creature, the revelation of the Creator to the creature. So it all depends on our desire, to what extent it will be corrected from caring for itself to caring for the others. Go ahead.
Thus, there are not two things, but one. That is, we have light and kli. In other words, we attain the Creator only through the kelim that attain Him. Therefore, when we speak of the Creator, we speak only of how the Creator is revealed to us through the kelim. But we do not speak of light without a kli at all. We call the thought of creation to do good to His creations by the name En Sof, meaning the benefactor, that is, the benefactor bestows upon the creatures. The kli in which the abundance appears is called Malchut, who is called Shechina, in whom the delight and pleasure are revealed.
If there are questions, then you can ask, even about what we read. Read it again.
In previous articles, we presented what Baal HaSulam explained about the words of the Holy Zohar, where it says, He is Shochen, dweller, and she is Shechina. He said that it means that the place where the Shochen is revealed is called Shechina. Thus, there are not two things, but one. That is, we have light and kli. In other words, we attain the Creator only through the kelim that attain Him. Therefore, when we speak of the Creator, we speak only of how the Creator is revealed to us through the kelim. But we do not speak of light without a kli at all.
That's Kabbalist. Where did they write all these books? From it being revealed from Adam HaRishon, from Abraham, and so on, right? In all the generations. And then each one wrote. And those that were greater, they wrote it in greater depth, in greater clarity, just like in science. Then everyone understands and knows these Kabbalists who attain spirituality, who is higher and who is less. And that is from reading their writings. And besides, according to what you can see in the spiritual world, you can see what degree the person is on. Because in our world, let's say there is a simple worker, there is a manager who is greater or greater or on a higher and higher level until, say, the top person. And let's say that these degrees are according to his wisdom or according to the success of his understanding of this, of the profession or whatever. So it's the same in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But there, this scale is real. And you can see, you can identify what level, what degree each one is on. That's why Kabbalists, they see that the highest degree possible is Moses. Different degrees are lower than that, more simplified. Yes?
We call the thought of creation to do good to his creations by the name En Sof, meaning the benefactor. That is, the benefactor bestows upon the creatures.
En Sof, infinity meaning bestows infinitely. The Creator wants to bestow upon the creatures to the entire will to receive that was created. That's why it's called En Sof, infinite. Or it can also be translated as no end, meaning they'll be fulfilled endlessly.
The kli in which the abundance appears is called Malchut, who is called Shekhinah, in whom the delight and pleasure are revealed. It therefore follows that the Creator wants to bestow delight and pleasure upon the creatures, but the lower ones have no kelim to receive due to the oppositeness of form between the receivers and the giver. Thus, the delight and pleasure are not revealed. At that time, there is evil inclination in the world because it portrays spirituality, meaning bestowal, as bad. And only what he can receive in order to receive as good.
But just imagine, if below we have the will to receive, right? And above, we have the same size of the will to bestow. But the will to bestow can't influence the will to receive. The will to receive can't receive from here because there has to be equivalence of form between them, right? Just like this is the intention to bestow. That is how. So also the will to receive has to be in order to bestow. And if not, the will to receive has to feel from facing this will to bestow a strong pressure, something terrible, horrible. He has to feel himself in great darkness in comparison to the light. To such an extent that it neutralizes him, it paralyzes him to death. What does the Creator do so we won't feel it that way? Hmm? What does he do? No.
Concealment, connection.
Screens, connection. Well, go on. What's it called? Come on. Timtum, no. Timtum, no. Go on.
Concealment.
No.
Well, one word. Again, the question. If our will to receive, which is in its all of its intensity, is a will to receive. A will to receive meaning a will to enjoy, right? And here is the will to bestow. The will to give pleasure. If they would be one in front of the other, How much would the will to receive suffer from not being able to receive anything? It would paralyze him. It would be something terrible, even worse than death. Worse than death. We can see that a person, in order to not suffer, is willing to die. He's willing to die. There are some forms of suffering that a person prefers to die than to suffer. So what did the Creator do to give us the opportunity to exist even in darkness? Concealment. The world's concealment. Right? It wasn't you, Tzvika. There are other people here. Anyway, so there are worlds here. Our worlds, right?
Adam Kadmon,
Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Meaning, it is this filter that the upper light comes to us in a small way, in a suitable way to awaken us, to give us strength, in short, to treat us correctly, just like we give a baby some sort of formula, right? Some porridge. These different fulfillments which are suitable. And we increase it and increase it, and we also start pressuring him to study, to play, to do this, to do that, and so on. Meaning also in terms of fulfillment and also in terms of revelation. All of this is done by the system of the worlds. Okay, yes.
So there's an evil inclination in the world, and it shows that to bestow is something bad, and only what it can receive in order to receive, only that is good. For this reason, the lower ones have no place where they can work in order to bestow, since one does not harm oneself. Thus, a person cannot have the motivation to work in order to bestow, hence the upper abundance, that is, the delight and pleasure, cannot be revealed to the lower ones.
It all depends on equivalence of form between the bestower and the receiver. Yes.
It follows.
Questions? Go on.
Regarding the Kli we're learning about, is the beginning of the Kli, does it start with a person feeling that he is not in control of his feelings, but he is being controlled? That's the beginning of the spiritual Kli. Can we say that?
In the beginning, a person doesn't know at all if he's controlled or not controlled. He has no understanding. He's not really working with himself. He doesn't see that it's even under his control. It's my vessels, or it's not my vessels, it's my desires. For this reason or for that, the person doesn't know. It comes gradually by the light. There are forms that works on him from afar. It gives him some sort of illumination. And through this illumination, he somehow starts to scrutinize these things, what he's structured from.
It includes the feeling of the good and bad things that are passing through him that make him feel bad or good, and he is... That's the beginning of the clean?
Yes. Yes, you can say that everything is the beginning of the correction of the Kli.
No.
Go on, say it.
Rav, the Yesh existing is his essence. The light is existing from existence. The Creator is the discernment of existence from absence. This formula exists in everyone in a concealed fashion. What awakens the Kli? The will to receive, what awakens it? What awakens it to bestow, to be in order to bestow?
The light that reforms.
Thank you.
Yes. I like him because whatever I say, he says thank you. That's it.
I'll say thank you too.
You.
No.
Yes, you two are a couple, you guys. Of course. Go on.
He's talking about the Shochen and the Shekhinah here. What are these, and is there a connection between the two?
Shochen is the creator, Shekhinah is the creature that is willing to receive the bestowal of the Shochen, of the creator. Shochen, the one who dwells, meaning dwells in the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is our kli, our will to receive, which is directed in order to bestow. That's why it's called Shekhinah, divinity. Or neshama, soul. Meaning it's our will to receive that has inverted in order to bestow by us connecting. And that is why Baal HaSulam writes that all in all, there is a single soul. All in all, a kli in order to bestow is one. In this kli, you're connected with your friends, with all of the Kabbalists that were with you. Each one that corrected in one way or another his will to receive is connected in that very same kli called a general soul. And you find there the creator, each one according to his efforts, according to his investment. Just like in our world, you discover the world according to what? According to the extent you can grasp it, feel it, catch on to it.
There is Shochen and there is Shekhinah, or is it something that we build?
I build Shekhinah, divinity, and according to our revelation, I discover the dweller in it. The dweller is revealed in the divinity. That same quality of bestowal that I develop, and that controls the will to receive, that's called the Shekhinah or the Shochen.
You talked about disseminating to the world. We have to disseminate the Shekhinah to the world?
We don't need to disseminate anything to the world other than the method of correction. That's it. We're going out to the world to talk to them only about connection between human beings. That's it. That through connection, everyone will feel good. How is this done? By, from this connection between us, discovering that we can connect together a force that's revealed in nature called the force of bestowal, the force of love. That's revealed in us. Other than that, we don't need to explain anything, but then connecting according to our guidance, that's called that they're building the Shekhinah. And what is then revealed in this Shekhinah? The Shochen, the dweller. So what? Why don't they need to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah and all of these things? Because they don't belong to the Rosh, to the head. They belong to the body, to the application only. And they don't need to know all these things. It'll just confuse them. They're not built to understand this. Then later on, gradually, slowly, they'll start connecting and understanding. As it says, they'll all know me from small to great. Yes?
So what's that hate towards us? I don't get it. All the world hates us. Everyone says they hate. What is it that we're not doing? And how will they discover that suddenly they don't hate us?
Hatred will stop when all of the nations of the world, meaning all of the desires in the general shattered body, will receive their correction and their complete fulfillment. That's it. Then they'll identify that it was you that did this, and they'll reach correction. Let's continue.
It follows that the name of the Creator, the general name, good, who does good, is hidden and concealed from the lower ones. This name is called Shekhinah, which is the name of the Creator with regard to the good who does good. And this name is an exile. That is, where one begins to work a little bit in order to bestow, one promptly feels exile in this work, that he wants to escape from such states. It is so because as long as one is immersed in self-love, he has no idea about the work of bestowal. And when he begins to feel that he is walking on the line of bestowing and not receiving anything, it becomes dark for him and he wants to escape from that state like one who wants to escape from the exile he was given. This is similar to a man who sinned against the government and was sentenced to exile. He always contemplates how to escape from there. Likewise, when one feels that the receiver will not receive anything from this work, he has no desire to work and wants to escape the campaign altogether. This is why, at that time, it is considered that the name of the This is why, at that time, it is considered that the name of the Creator, which is Shekhinah, is regarded as being in exile, meaning that a person tastes exile in this work. For this reason, we pray to the Creator and engage in Torah and Mitzvot to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, meaning that this place of Shekhinah, which is the name of the Creator, meaning the good who does good, will appear in vessels of bestowal. But a person feels the taste of dust in this work, and this too is the meaning of the Shekhinah in exile, when one tastes in it the taste of exile and wants to escape from this work, meaning from the holy work, where Kedusha, holiness, means to bestow contentment upon the Creator. For this reason, we must ask for personal redemption, where each one feels that he has come out of exile. That is, when he works in order to bestow, he should feel that he is in the land of Israel, meaning that his desire will crave only Yashar Kel, which is called Eretz Israel. The sign of this is whether one can say wholeheartedly what we say in the blessing for the food, let us thank you, the Lord our God, for bequeathing our Father with a desirable good and broad land. That is, besides having to pray for the general redemption, we must also pray for personal redemption. It follows that in a place when he was in exile, meaning when he tasted the taste of exile, when the image of bestowal only for the Creator and not for himself would come to him, he felt the taste of exile and dust, and at the time of redemption, when he comes out of exile, he feels in the work of bestowal the taste of a desirable, good, and broad land.
Based on that, we can know where we are, to the extent that we can't take it anymore, that direction to bestow, meaning to flow in bestowal only, then accordingly you can say that you're coming closer to redemption, or that you can't tolerate this anymore, then you're still in exile.
Thus, the land of exile means that we feel the taste of suffering and always reflect on how to escape from that land. Coming out of exile means that he has come to a desirable, good, and broad land. We say about this land, let us thank you, the Lord our God. This is called Eretz Yashar Kel, a land desire straight to the Creator. And this is the redemption we should aspire to achieve. However, a question naturally arises. Why do we feel the taste of dust in the work of bestowal and want to run from it as one who is in exile? Although there are many reasons for it, we should add another one. There is a rule that there is no light without a kli. Therefore, first of all, we have to enter exile and feel suffering as a result of the work, because the body, which is called the will to receive, is kicking and resisting this work because it is against his nature, and as a result of the feeling that one feels in exile. That means that specifically those that are engaged in the work in order to bestow and the body resists it and they do not surrender to the complaints of the body, and they suffer the torments of the body of its resistance, and they did not escape the battle, but they are always fighting the war of the inclination. At times it overcomes, and at times the body overcomes. And he is always in ups and downs, and there is no peace to his soul.
Here we should find out what exactly is acting within us. A person has to be an expert and identify what desire is now working in me. I want to bestow, I want to receive. How do I want to receive? How do I want to bestow? To constantly be in recognition, in awareness, in calculation, in criticism. By that, we come closer to the more corrected structure. And it's fine that the desires are bad and the feelings are bad and that I'm thinking of myself. That doesn't matter. The most important thing is that I constantly scrutinize what is now working in me, what is now acting in me, in what way am I activated? And then slowly, slowly, he'll get used to and he'll start being as the one who scrutinizes this desire. Yes.
Then he suffers because he is not like other people who promptly flee from the work when they see that the body resists the work of bestowal and do not suffer because they are not in this work of tasting exile when the body resists them because they surrender to the body governance and speak about it like the spies who slandered the land of Israel. As we said in the previous articles where we brought the words of the Holy Zohar, they naturally have no kelim, vessels, in which to receive the redemption as explained in the essay, The Giving of the Torah, that the exile is a matter of absence that precedes existence, which is the redemption. Therefore, you find all the letters of Geula, redemption, in Gola, exile, except for the letter Aleph, which points to Alufo shel Olam, champion of the world, the creator, as our sages said. This teaches us that the form of absence is but the negation of existence. For this reason, when we say in the blessing for the food, let us thank you, we say, and for delivering us the Lord our God from the land of Egypt and for redeeming us from the house of slaves. This teaches us that to reach the desirable good and broad land, we must first go through a stage of making the kelim, meaning to be in the land of Egypt and see that we are slaves serving Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And the torments of exile bring us a need to pray to the Creator to deliver us from exile, as was said. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry went up to God. It follows that exile is a kli, and redemption is the light and the abundance.
Questions? Who's over there? Okay, go on. Maurice will tell us.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli.
Good morning.
I have to start the question out with gratitude to the Creator for the tremendous scrutiny we underwent here towards the upcoming holidays. We really feel where we headed towards the holidays, and this is an amazing laboratory, and the examples we had these weeks with the trainings we got and the introductory lectures, I think this is leading us to the Shabbat with an excellent foundation. And my question, Rav, is along with everything that we're doing, we're not looking for a reward, but throughout all the activities that we're doing, how do you see the picture with respect to the world changing, and we as the group leading with the ability to do it?
That it will be worse.
Thank you very much, Rav.
That's the correct answer from his side. The more we bring light to the world, and the more the world, the more the people of Israel are not joining into that, then the situation will become worse. But this is much better than what we had without our work, even if we speak not about advancing towards the purpose of creation. But the question is as follows. Through Achishena and through Bito. Through Bito, in its due time, is always worse because it's through sufferings and blows. But through Achishena, meaning the time of hastening, is that through blows or is it not through blows? Is everything sweet like honey? I go and I just lick the honey that's on the path? Is that how it is? It's also blows. But it's purposeful blows that direct you subtly, relatively subtly, to the extent that you're corrected or not. That's why you need to identify that our entire path towards the end of correction is pressures, it's scrutinies, but it's to what extent you want them, they become desirable. If I want to be an expert and I now see some lack of something I need to learn and I need to do this and I identify where I need to exercise, then that's good. I accept these things even though they're difficult, but I accept them because through them I advance. That is called Achishena, meaning in the time of hastenings. But in Beito, in its due time, is when things are pushed. But in its hastening, isn't that I'm sitting in a box and being pushed towards the end of correction. No. It's that I get help, I get assistance, I get guidance, and then I advance with my own efforts. How could it be that without an effort, what, I'd get something for free? I don't want it for free. That's why the fact that I said that it will be worse, that's true. But worse in such a way that we'll go through these things in a condensed manner, in a shorter way, and with understanding. And when I do this with understanding in a very short time, I'm willing to suffer, I'm willing to tolerate these same changes because they become desired changes. But still, if we're talking about changes, then these are changes. These are still, nevertheless, it's like I've told you more than once how I ran to my surgery. I saw this like my salvation. That is something that is similar to the path of Achishena.
Do we have the ability to absorb these blows as a group instead of passing it on to the world?
There is no problem. If we unite, the world starts feeling worse on the one hand. On the other hand, this bad feeling they have will be more directed. They'll start understanding why they're suffering and how they can cure this suffering through connection with us. It all depends on our correction. Nothing else. Look what Baal Sulam writes at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. He says, as soon as Israel will make their freedom of choice in connecting, and only they have freedom, the entire world will accept them. You need to build a kli. In that kli, you need to accept any form of revelation, and that will drip down like a pyramid on lower degrees. All of our friends, in all of the countries, in everything we do, if we make connection, then by that we'll correct everything. But we'll have, between this or that, we'll have corrections through great sufferings. Now tell me, when you study Kabbalah, you get up in the morning and you're running around and you're doing this, you're doing that. and your neighbor, he comes back home after work, right? Has his dinner nicely with his family, sits down, watches his soccer, football, everything is fine. Then he goes out for a walk with his slippers and his dog, and he sees you running around disseminating and doing, and he's looking at you like someone who's like a maniac, you know. Are you enjoying this, running around, or not enjoying this?
I enjoy it because I have a purpose, but what do I have to suffer?
That's
but
it.
He is suffering. Or he's not suffering.
Then you'll see how he is suffering.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Yes, you over there.
Rav,
the main thing is the prayer.
Prayer is revelation of the deficiency.
The prayer has to be the prayer of many.
The prayer of many is a prayer for the many.
And here he says that we have to pray for personal redemption as well.
This is the personal salvation. When I pray for the others, that is the personal salvation. When I pray for the others, by that I reveal, I discover myself. I raise myself to revelation, to salvation.
Thank you.
More? Everything's fine. Okay. You've been already? I'll give you a shalom. Okay, over there. Go on.
You talked about spiritual education, and what I wanted to ask was, what kind of a connection does a person have to the Kabbalistic sources while undergoing spiritual education? In other words, does a person undergoing spiritual education, does he have to come here for a lesson, morning lesson every day?
First of all, there's no coercion in spirituality. Whoever wants can come to the extent that he wants. Have you seen anyone here that's signing that they're coming or what? You yourself, you're from Zichron, I think, right?
Today I live in Tel Aviv.
Oh, Tel Aviv. Okay. Anyway, what? So you come, you don't come. Does anyone ask you or not? Maybe your group cares about this, but I don't care about anyone. I always say, for me, it doesn't matter how many people come or don't come. I give complete freedom. I'm prohibited from going into this. There's no coercion in spirituality. In all these things, it's the same. In everything, you want to participate or not, it's up to you. But you know that accordingly you advance, what can you do? These are laws that not we decided about. These are the laws of the upper nature.
Working with the audiences, we say that there is a method for connection that a person has to study called spiritual education, and with respect to that I'm asking, so if a person has a tendency towards it and he wants it, does it necessarily mean that he will be a part of Bnei Baruch the way it seems today? He'll come here to the lessons, he'll meet the corporeal physical conditions and so on.
It's according to that person's desire, according to their inner pressure. I can't say that this is like that and otherwise no. No. Each one decides according to his level. You see people in the world. One barely finishes a few classes in school. Another agrees to graduate. The third one maybe goes through a few schools in parallel. Music school, mathematics school, whatever. Another one finishes university. There are those that graduate from a few universities, and so on, doctorates, professors, and etc., etc. Each and every one, according to whatever he's drawn to. So what are you asking me? I'm in favor of reaching the highest degree possible, but that's me, that's my degree. That's my desire. A person realizes his desire, like in our world. One wants to be a simple work, another a little more, and so on. Most important is to be happy.
Final question. All these parts from Israel that we want to disseminate the method of correction to them,
we need to see Israel as something that's mandatory for them to unite, because without that there is no people of Israel, there is no future for the people of Israel without any connection. And all of the organizations in Israel are working in the opposite way, to separation, to hatred. There are those that aren't exactly working for that, but they have no method.
I see among the younger generations, suppose 20 to 30, they have a lot of willingness for connection, and it seems good. My question is, these people that maybe don't have the desire to come and be here, a part of the group,
what for? Where? Disseminating to the people of Israel the method of connection without any relation to Kabbalah. If they look to how much you don't know, I'm surprised. You're with us for a long time.
I see things happening in the field, and that's why I'm asking.
We have the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's for those that want to come to revelation of the Creator. There are those who want to reach connection, and for them we give them the method of connection, which is without the wisdom of Kabbalah. If a person doesn't have a point in the heart awakened in him, then you don't come to him with the wisdom of Kabbalah. What for? He's not built for it yet. But he feels that through connection he'll have something better, something warmer. So how to unite? We explain to him. That's the method of connection for Zat, the lower seven, not for Gar, the upper three. Gar is for those that feel Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, and Zat are those who don't feel it. But they do feel that connection is important to save humanity and so on. That's why we have two methods, right? That's what we do in dissemination, right? How do we call it?
The wisdom of the circle and the wisdom of Kabbalah.
The wisdom of the circle, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Arvut and Kabbalah Alam. Not that we're hiding this for that. But it's according to the two parts that we have in Israel. Not just in Israel or in the nations of the world. We have friends all over the world that belong to Israel, to Yashar Kel. They have a point in the heart, and they're with us together. And there are those in the same countries that don't want a thing. I wish they'd want even connection. That's how we work. We need to understand that we need to work and act upon this. I'm surprised that you're asking. Yes, you go on. Yes, but you better believe that I'm letting you ask.
Thank you. You're telling us about the connection. We're working at it. Now the entire country is on. Well, everything's stuck. The driving teachers are striking. Why? Because I proved that the speed cameras.
What do you want to ask?
That they're wrong. So I'm asking how to unite the people, because the people do want the driving teachers to keep on teaching, but they're on strike. So how do you do it? How do you unite the people around this task?
I don't know. Take away his license and you'll see how he'll behave. What can I say? You're lacking some friends in the police department to do the work for you, huh? There's no choice. I have no control over that. Yes, go on. Quickly. And translation as well.
You could teach a dog to roll over if you give it lots of treats. And eventually you come home, you don't give him a treat. He's still happy to see you. But that's just a triggered response. He's not interested in pleasing his master.
אבל זה פשוט איזשהו רפלקס, כזה רפלקס מותנה, הוא לא מעוניין...
זה כמו תינוק שמרגיש טוב לידי.
It's like a baby that feels good next to its mother, right?
He's not interested in giving contentment to his master.
No, but he feels comfortable next to you. The baby too doesn't intend to give contentment to his mother, but she enjoys him.
Can Israel truly be Israel and serve its purpose?
זה לא נגד רצון לקבל, אדון.
It's not against the will to receive. It's in favor of it. I'm the same with flowers or with all people. But wherever the ego separates us, that's where we need to work.
Ultimately, our goal, though, is to have participation, that they know they're doing something besides pleasing themselves.
המטרה שלנו אבל זה שהם יודעים שהם עושים משהו חוץ מלענג את עצמנו, כאילו לתת לעצמנו.
זה תלוי במידת ההתפתחות שלהם. אני לא יכול
לבוא. It depends on how developed they are. I can't come to a dog and its master and develop them. Their sense of development depends on the upper light that influences them.
Isn't the goal that the whole world should know his glory?
האם המטרה היא שכל העולם ידע על גדלותו?
נכון.
Correct. But I need to notify the world on the method of connection, the method of correction, the method of a good life, and each one should interpret to himself what does a good life mean, and we'll have to give the answers, each one according to their height. That's how it is. That's why there's no coercion in spirituality. That's it.
Slowly, slowly.
Okay. Yerushalmi, come on, you have last minute.
Exile is the kli, redemption is the light.
Exile isn't a kli. The corrected exile, that is already the light, and that is redemption.
What kelim are there in redemption?
The vessel in redemption is the intention in order to bestow. That in that intention he feels as light.
And the kelim of or chozer, reflected light, have to do with geula, redemption?
What do you mean the vessels of the returning light? That's the vessel of the returning light.
It's made out of light?
No. No, we can't scrutinize this now. But there's a big confusion here. Over there. Go on. There's nothing else than the will to receive, the will to bestow. Yes.
Hello, Rav. All of humanity has to achieve the final correction, right?
Correct.
So how do those people that only want connection can achieve the final correction without studying?
No, they'll connect. From that connection, the light that bestows will influence them. And that will influence them between them and the light, and that will change them more and more. Suddenly a point in the heart will be revealed in them that exists in all the people in the world after Israel fell and went out to the nations of the world. Then in every single person in the world there is the point in the heart. We're saying only in Israel there's a point in the heart, meaning those that this point begins to burn in, to be apparent in, then they are called Yasharkel, because that point directs him. But even those that don't, that aren't directed to that, doesn't matter where or what, in Australia, or I don't know where else, they too have a point in the heart. That is why, through connection, in order to have a good corporeal life, they'll start feeling that there is an attitude, a certain attitude towards spirituality. Through connection, they'll receive the light. And by that,
the Nahariya group is saying they're asking for something to work at, some exercise for the weekend.
This upcoming weekend, we need to connect with our friends in Germany, right? That there, we have a big congress, and let us support them so that they will pass on to all of Europe that connection is the salvation to Europe, to Israel, everywhere. And what else?
We're inviting you to join our broadcast on Seiva Tova.
Here we go. We can see them preparing for Europe. Well done, guys. This afternoon, we'll already have the first lesson with them. Whoever wants can come. Meanwhile, goodbye. And song, and where are the announcements?
One more announcement. The one new Europe United Congress between the 1st and the 3rd of April. Trainings, workshops, Yeshivot Chaverim, lessons with Rav, starting today till the 3rd of April. Look for us on the Facebook. Have a great day and a great night.
Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be. Together as one.